Welcome to The Clean Truth, where we like to call bullshit on the status quo.
Welcome back to Fuck Off Friday.
Feels like it.
We were just talking about our energy vibes.
Energy started out great at lunchtime, which was a late lunch. We were all pumped to get on the podcast. And then within a matter of seconds,
and
we've all gotten hit with
something. And then within 2 hours, energy suckers have came into our life. And now we're all bummed.
I know what it is. It's because this isn't really a formal process. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I got a lot of questions about this from the last week when we launched this. They were, and actually, everybody loved it, which I was kind of shocked. Everybody was like, dude, that's funny as hell.
I thought I had a feeling it was going to be good.
And I was like, cool. You know, great. Glad everybody liked it. I didn't have my, you know, hopes set too high.
Yep.
So they were like, well, what made you want to do that? And I was like, I don't know, man. It was like, we just wanted something different. Excuse me. And just a little bit more lighthearted. And I don't know. I think you and I were having this conversation that some of the early podcasts that we were doing, it was almost like we were trying too hard. It's like we were trying to script these and make them sound right, like something that it wasn't. And I'm like, well, fuck it. Let's just get on here and bullshit and see what happens. And that's what these turned out to be. But the problem is with the energy when we come in here is the three of us sitting here at the table are busy as hell, man. Like, you're in there trying to argue about some labels with the USDA. I came in here and sat down right before we got ready to record and our attorney called, and it was a very important deal that I had to get up and go deal with. You're dealing with our operations guy, like, and then we were like, all right, we're ready. Like, we need to, like, put this on the calendar and be like, all right.
Don't hit your phone.
Good luck.
2 o'clock Thursday, every day, Friday, whatever.
We tried. Like I said, up until about an hour ago, everybody's like, oh, the day is going fantastic right now. And then we all dispersed and said, meet back up in 30 minutes. And everybody's like, hold on.
Hold on. I got to deal with this. Hold on. I got to take care of this.
It's all right. We're back. We're laughing. Back. We're smiling.
That's what happens when we don't have like a professional, like, what do you call that? We don't have a professional crew. That was a little.
I don't know if that was a body jab at the guys behind the camera right now or what.
That was a jab.
So if it was like, my podcast, I would come in here with like bullet points, like 10 bullet points. We're in, we're out, we gotta go. Drives me crazy.
That's why Red doesn't have a podcast.
That's why I don't have a podcast.
She's too anal.
You didn't even mention on top of this, challenge winner got announced when this goes out yesterday, but today. So
it's in here, psycho. Speaking of the weekly ball busting, is all on you. What is with that porn stash?
You can ask Ben about that because he made me do it.
So I feel like a lot of people don't remember that Scott used to have a very aggressive mustache. Like,
for a while.
This is moderate compared to what it once was. And Noah's in the room right now. I don't even know if Noah had even knew that that was a thing. So when Scott was bringing it back the other day, I was like, oh, come on. Like, yes, it's time creepy. For the rest of... And we've almost doubled in staff size in the last year, so it's like I feel like a lot of people have no idea that Scott was rocking that consistently for a while.
Brittany and Brent aren't even here to enjoy this, so I don't even know.
It's only going to get better.
Why did you do the porn stash last time?
It was Movember. I think it was last year. Yeah.
So it was bad.
It was pretty great. I don't know what you're talking
about.
It's
weird. You're weird.
What do you guys think about Don Verity having a mustache?
No shot.
If we get, how many listens to this podcast, what would be our all time?
If we get 1,000 downloads by next week.
Don shaves his beard and
Don
has mustache
beard and has mustache.
How long do I got to wear it for?
At least 48 hours.
Yeah.
Done.
2 days.
All right. 1,000 downloads.
1,000 downloads in a week. In
this episode.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yvonne, you on board for that push?
Yeah, I think I'm flying out that week.
So. Perfect. He can go to dinner by himself.
Yeah, he can be by himself supporting his whatever stash.
Oh, I do have a clean truth question. She wanted to know, what are you guys' summertime fitness goals?
Look good naked.
I was going to say that. You took my answer.
You can go first. I think you have the biggest goal, probably, of the three of us. You're doing that that try, right?
It's just a little sprint try. It's nothing aggressive.
But it's a fitness goal.
You still got to be hybrid AF for that.
And yeah, whatever.
Mine's not to have dad bod. Got to be a father here soon. So
I want
to
look good naked. So maybe we can just run around the house naked all summer.
Yeah, I'll just run around naked.
Please lock the doors then. Don't have any more random people in there.
We probably should get shades. It's okay.
Our neighbor doesn't. You could see her TV from three blocks away.
Any good shows on her TV?
No, we were screwing with her the other day and asked her if it was midget porn. She's like, not. She doesn't have my sense of humor, Yvonne's sense of humor. She was like, oh my God. It's kind of funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Well, one way to find out if your neighbors like you or if they're like, oh my gosh, we got to get out of here.
I do have one more, though. Mine is to be better volleyball player this summer.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, that was like...
Team Clean Eats needs to be a lot better.
That was the first time I was on a beach volleyball team in years. And I feel like I was doing okay. But if I was, like, 10 pounds lighter, a little more agile, a little leaner...
I feel like he needs the Scott shorts. So,
that's what my goal is, though.
We Change Lives athletic plan.
Yeah. We got those on deck ready to go if anybody wants them. So, same.
We just need some height on our team.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Listen, there ain't nothing I can do about that. I'm 4 foot short, six.
Short people.
We can't fix that, but we can make everybody jump higher.
Noah's like
higher.
The tallest at like 5'8".
I think I'm taller than Noah by like a little bit.
Half inch.
His hair gets me though. His hair sticks up a little higher. So,
All right, good goal. I like it.
All right, well, as Scott was letting the cat out of the bag before I was able to mention it, we did announce the We Change Lives winner yesterday. Congratulations, Nicole Albin from Edwardsville. She killed it. Her and her husband did a really good job.
Fantastic. Living, breathing,
yeah.
Walking the walk, talking the talk.
They were like almost like clockwork, like every day. I can almost set my watch by when they tagged me in their pose. It was good.
They were doing a lot of two-a-days. They were, I think maybe... using the meals for like 90% of their routine.
She had a Red's kitchen hat on, doing a little Tabata.
Good job.
Made you feel good.
Really good job.
Made me feel good, yeah.
I like your hats. You got a new hat on right now.
Yeah. My little ponytail. See the ponytail?
I do see it.
We call that a big fuck.
It's a better hairstyle than last week. I was so pissed when those videos got launched out. I was just complaining about them.
Podcast last week?
Yeah, I looked terrible.
Remember, listen, I've tried to tell you a million times, when you walk out of the house with that little samurai bun, I'm like, listen, you look like you're going to go buy an 8-ball of crack in a trailer park in the back of an Indianapolis ghetto
somewhere.
Well,
from a front view, it looks fine, but when y'all get me from the side view, like...
I got an idea. So, next podcast studio, we're going to put a mirror in front of Yvonne that sends... another reflection to another mirror so she can see her side view while she's on the podcast.
Listen, I'm not the one that dresses up every day, so I don't like, I'm terrible. And then like it's like usually the shittiest days that you come to work and then Don's like, oh, let's do a podcast. I'm like, oh, can't go down to the store and get some makeup to put on.
You've been in the back making food before and you're like, all right, I'll be there in a minute. Come in, you're all fucked up. Hair's all fucked up.
Hey, I guess what you see is who I am, right?
I like it.
Fucked up.
Well, let's get back to summer for a second. So we're back in our house, finally, thank God. We're back in our gym. And it's what day is it? April 9th?
8th, 9th, 10th.
Whatever. Beginning of April. And Wrightsville Beach is a complete shit show already.
Packed?
Yes. So, my one ask is that can people not be shitty tourists this year?
What's happened already? Are you just, I mean, you were in the farm for over a month. So, are you just like
2.5 months?
Does a little bit of traffic feel like a lot of traffic
now? The cops got called to our house last night, yesterday.
You called the police yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Our awesome neighbor that he was just
right in our yard.
Wait, what?
Oh, and then getting out of their car and leaving?
Yeah.
Mind boggling to me. Public beach access. They just pulled their car up right in front of our yard, park it, get out, go to the beach.
We had two cars just like in our driveway parked all day. So finally,
it's going to be a very long summer for my patients. very long. I have a feeling I'm going to get in trouble this summer.
Were they in your grass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she sent a picture, and then the cop, and then she, I'm like, well, call the cops, because that's what they told us to do last year, because people just leave.
You feel weird calling the cops? Like, you're like, man, I'm like, I'm pushing 911 right now.
I did.
Like, I'm that
well,
person.
There's a non-emergency line. It's not 911.
Gotcha.
But they came, like, within 5 minutes. Or she sent us a picture within 5 minutes. They were there. I don't know what happened.
We have good friends on the police department down there. And I've asked buddies of mine, I'm like, what am I allowed to do? Can I have the car towed? And he's like, yeah, tow it. And I've even been like, can I put tack strips in my driveway? And he's like, yeah, you absolutely can. But if they drive into your driveway and then they pop their tire, the car's your problem. You got to deal with it.
Can we just not push it out in the street again?
I mean...
True.
But even like
I feel like
night.
You need like a stack of those orange stickers. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? Like you see like on the side of the road, and I feel like that's the death sticker. Like it's impossible to come off.
So I've been like, looking for...
So you could just have like a stack of those.
Just smack it.
Maybe one of your cop friends would give you a stack of those, and you can just smack that. It'd just make you feel better. Like granted, you still got to like look at that car like sitting there, but it would probably really make you feel good. Just be like... Here you go. This nice, warm, giant 6x6 orange violation sticker right in the smack center.
Job.
Yeah, right in the center of the freaking car.
That's a good idea.
Like, that would make you feel really satisfied.
Casey Schroeder from Columbus, Ohio, saved the lady in our driveway last night because like she pulled right into the driveway and then just left the car. And I was waiting to yell at her when she came back off the beach, and then Casey called. So I'm on the phone with Casey, and I'm like, couldn't yell at her.
Oh, you were waiting.
I was waiting for her, yeah, to like, I mean, because there's a difference between like, hey, I'm pulling in, I'm going to load up, my kids are sitting there waiting, like pack up and leave, right?
But that's different.
But then there's a difference between you leave your vehicle and you're gone for 20 minutes and then come back, right?
I agree 100%.
It's not just the parking. I mean, yeah, the parking is a major pain in the ass because we live right on public beach access. And that's part of the nature of the beast. Right. You know what I mean? We realize that. It's just part of living down there. You got to deal with tourism. You got to deal with people going to the beach. The other thing that's aggravating the shit out of me now is, do you know how many masks I've picked up at that beach access?
Litter?
Yeah, they just take their freaking mask off, throw it on the ground.
So stupid.
Look, this was our street yesterday.
Oh, wow. It is like a parking lot.
How many parked is that? 1, 2, 3. There's the car that parked in the yard. 4. So 4.
Wow.
That's crazy because there's a difference between
and then,
unloading
and then
parking.
There's two more. Yeah.
No, these are like legitimate.
And then there's
parking.
The cop to come get the one in our yard. Crazy, right?
Some of the stuff, I mean, I could go on for days. Maybe we should do a podcast about that. Maybe not, but... Of the shit that I've seen since we've lived at that beach.
Oh, yeah, you got
it. I mean, it's a nice island. Like, it's not usually, like, a big tourism island. It's usually a lot of locals down there. But some of the stuff I've seen, I'm like, ooh, this would make a good TV show.
And I don't think we've ever said on, like, the two people who randomly just came into our house, like, on two different incidents. One,
I've escorted somebody out of my house with a 9mm in the back of their head.
Yep.
He'd been there all night. He fixed himself a sandwich, made himself a bed.
Have you guys told that story on
the
podcast?
So. That's maybe next Friday.
I'll circle back to that one.
Yeah.
That's a circle back.
Let the suspense build.
The good thing about right now, though, is it's turkey season, baby.
Big time.
And you know what turkey season means for me?
Quiet time.
Weekend by myself.
Nice.
We can buy your house back at your house.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I've never been turkey hunting.
Neither have I.
Legitimately turkey hunting, anyway.
We're kind of like 50-50 if we're going to start out with a bow or with a shotgun. I don't think we've officially made that decision. I guess we're trying to get prepared with a shotgun, but that's becoming a little bit harder of a task than we thought it was going to be.
Mm.
Not that actual gun part, just the accessory we needed.
Right.
Have you seen any turkeys on your property?
Yeah.
Tons. They're out there in droves. Just droves.
Hmm.
So, it'll be fun. It'll be a good experience.
But they got to get up really early to see them.
You act like that like scares us.
And be quiet. for that long. So yeah, get in there before the light hits and be quiet.
Gotta get you one of those GoPro body cams for some content.
Well, whoever's not shooting is responsible for videoing 100%.
Let me tell you who's going to do all the videoing.
Yeah, I already know.
Yeah, somebody over here gets trigger happy. I don't know if you know this, but he likes to shoot multiple things in one time.
I'm just that good.
Who's just cooking the turkey, if you guys get one?
We'll cook it.
I talked to a buddy yesterday that said he could show me how to make breakfast sausage. I just got to buy a meat grinder.
Oh, God. Everything is always another Amazon purchase.
If I logged into my Amazon cart right here on my computer, I guarantee you got two things in that cart.
I don't.
You did yesterday then.
Nope.
Your markers finally showed up. I see the markers that Don removed out of your cart.
We had packages at our door yesterday, and they all had my name on them. I take them upstairs and I open them, thinking that I got something cool, not remembering whether I ordered something or not. It's all her shit.
Well, it's all the stuff that you dumped out of it in order to buy gun accessories.
It was like everything that we needed here, like notepads and dry erase markers. Like, wasn't nothing fun.
The scope did come in, though. That was cool.
It did. I have the gun and all the accessories. I just have to put it all together now.
Now the cart is back to yours, Yvonne.
Thanks.
Don't get trigger shy, though. I mean, if you put them in the cart, you might as well go ahead and pull the
trigger. I'm
really not
an Amazon shopper. Like, I don't. I'm not. I really am not. Like,
you see the face that Don just made at me?
It's very rarely do
I. If my computer was hooked up to this, we'd pull up order history and we'd verify that.
I usually get the book club on there and like things that I have like I need like next day that I can't get to the Target to get it. I am like a store shopper. I physically go into the locations. I can't touch it. I can't feel it. Can't like inspect it. Drives me crazy.
She does like Target. Anybody out there that ever needs to get something for Yvonne, just
Target.
Target gift card.
Target gift card, yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty easy.
I am excited about our dinner tonight. Technically, it's tomorrow night, but it's tonight when they hear this. A wild game dinner.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What's that?
Going to some friends of ours. They're big outdoors people. Hunt a lot, and they're having a full-on cookout that's nothing but wild game.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
But I think everybody's bringing a little something to it, you know?
Are you bringing something?
I don't know what I'm going to bring yet.
You have leftover deer, right?
I have a few different options.
Yeah, Verity, what are you bringing? Because I know how this is going to play out.
I may choose the dessert option and then lean on you, my ride or die, to bring the dessert.
Clean eats Buckeyes.
Yeah.
On a cooler.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
Just bring some bars. Be easy.
I could do that. Could sample them out.
And then they can have like a snack for the next day.
To go.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of food there. So.
Well, while we're kind of on this topic, big gun control came out.
It did?
It's trying. It's not like officially out, is it?
Well, the big announcement came out on social media that he was announcing his executive decisions.
Did anything come from that?
No, not yet. I mean,
it's going to take a lot of hoops to jump through.
I'm trying to figure out a direction to joke around about this. Because right before we came in here, I watched a video, and he was announcing the new director of the ATF. And he called it
AFT?
He called it the AFT.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. 80 million votes. Can't walk upstairs, can't pronounce the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Organization. Anyway, we won't go down that.
You said your piece.
Stupid. I heard a good quote yesterday, and I have this in my notes. I wanted to talk about it. It says, if you trigger someone and they come at you about your morals, there's a very high probability that their morals are worse than yours.
Say it again.
If you trigger someone and they come at you about your morals, there's a high probability that their morals are worse than yours.
Huh. So you're saying they deflect?
They
upon
deflect
you.
Hardcore.
Because they don't want to feel so bad?
That made me think about that. If you think about how many people have like came at you about something that
you're passionate about, or you
feel... when you sit there and you take a really deep dive into it, look at them really hard, I'm like, wait a minute.
It's a sinner calling a sinner a sinner.
It's the pot calling the kettle black.
Mm-hmm.
You know who does that a lot on a lighter hearted scale?
Me? No. How many of you in this room have been like in the Don Verity we statements?
What do you mean?
We, like the other night, it was like our last night before we started diet. So he was drinking tequila, right? And then he had, I was warning him and saying, hey, probably like a good time to quit, right?
Right.
And then, so I had not been drinking. I was like kind of filling mine up with ginger ale. Like, see this face? So then Monday he wakes up hungover and it's like, we shouldn't have drank that much last night. And I'm like, we did not. You did. Like, I feel just fine. I'm going to go do some cardio. He's like, and then like when we got home, he's like, we really, I'm like, not we, I.
We're a team.
Have you not been on that? Have you been on the we?
Keep Scott and I out of this conversation.
This we is different. Different kind of we that
I'm just saying, like, we need to start dieting, or we need to. And I'm like,
Scott and I love like, when he says we need to go to a sporting event.
Yeah,
we need to.
He said literally like an hour ago. He said, Scott, we need to have a day on Wednesday where we just fuck around and hang out. And I was just like, yeah, I'm down for that kind of we. Like, let's do it.
Let's go practice volleyball. Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
I like being in we.
We, yeah,
you I'm get a different. You get a different.
We
different.
Should not eat cookies at night. I'm like, I did not. So, like, I never. I don't eat like snacks.
She's maybe he's talking about Luna and Arnold. I mean, and you just take it defensively. Like,
it's always
thrown
like,
your direction.
Did you just say that you don't eat snacks at night?
Like, I usually eat my carrots or my broccoli.
You, I didn't eat lion milk. Son of a bitch.
See, this is how this is going to go down. What do I eat at night?
We still recording?
Oh, yeah.
You'll eat anything that's in that junk drawer.
What? No.
I guess you will.
No, she started laughing. She started laughing. Chips,
beef jerky. Chips.
I know.
Popcorn.
Nothing wrong with a little popcorn. So I did eat my 30-calorie popcorn the other night.
30-calorie popcorn.
It was. I shared with you. Didn't we? The lime salt.
You talking about
salt.
The one we made?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
See? It was 30 calories.
All right. For the record, I'm going to start like taking pictures and I'm gonna keep a video log.
You got to put a little Nest camera up by the snack drawer.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Are we, the two of you at this table, on a stricter diet? Is that what you were implying
earlier? I have been. Well, I've been trying this week. So, yes.
We have been since we got home.
We are getting ready for summer.
We are getting ready to look good naked.
I can't wait to walk out the deck with a cup of coffee just swinging.
You do have that towel that I got you a long time ago.
Yep.
And then have Mark and Sharon on the deck right next door just, how you doing?
Hey, neighbor.
Sharon had shit herself.
No, I think you always have to like clean it up a little bit. So, I'm actually Samantha at our racing store. I've never done this, but I actually bought my stuff and I'm going to have her make my custom meals next week. So,
love it.
I used to do that when we ran the cafe. Like I would make our meals, but I haven't been there. So I feel guilty having someone or, you know, having them because I know they're busy. So, but I'm not going to feel guilty Monday. I'm going to have her meal prep, do custom meals for me.
It's awesome.
First time in years. I've been telling you to do that for 2 or 3 years now. And you're like, I can't do it.
But I'm like,
are you going to do 3 meals a day from the cafe?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Nice.
I think I have. Today I had like my.
No, you were weighing it. That's what
I was
saying.
Weighing it today.
Said,
I haven't had creamer in my coffee since Sunday.
Shout out to Black Rifle Coffee, Yvonne. Yvonne following through.
Hey, I actually do have to shout them out because I'm drinking their coffee black. So, no creamer.
We should be getting a shipment into the office here.
Is Don doing any better with his creamer?
Is he still a creamer?
I've backed off. I gotta have a little bit of cream.
But you think twice now about it?
I just don't like
Heavy pour?
It's not a heavy long pour the way it was. It used to be like a... Now it's like a...
I hope those sound effects are...
Oh, I'm going to be cranking those sound effects so everybody can hear that.
Yeah.
You are a heavy creamer pour. Like, it's like drinking sugar-ish.
It's not that bad.
I think the time when we did that podcast, Scott, now I'm thinking, I think Don said, we like to use a lot of creamer.
He did say, he said, we're creamer, we're a bougie creamer household, yeah.
We're creamer queens.
See, he said we again.
We.
He was doing the we.
You were, because I made your coffee every morning.
Right, but I would do like, I would drink half my cup and then go back and pour black coffee inside of it because it was too sweet.
Okay, so I'm catching your drift, Yvonne.
You are so full of shit today. First of all, two things. Actually, maybe three.
I think it's the hat.
You don't pour shit. I make the coffee, and I drink it faster than you. So when I get up to make a refill, you're like, will you refill mine, please? Or after, you don't even have to ask. I usually just grab your cup and refill it. So you ain't getting up pouring shit into
shit. I know,
shit.
But is my coffee cup empty by when you re-pour it, usually? How much coffee is still in there?
It could vary, but I always put new cream back in it.
Oh my God.
So don't sit there and say,
I don't everyone cream. Knows, you will never win an argument with Verity. So whatever. Right. That's why I just like be quiet and I'm like, whatever. We'll see who the results, who's looking good naked by the summer.
One of these wee things that I can.
How are we gonna put a metric on that
wee.
One?
I can get down with some wee activities if we do like a wee group session, like workout in the mornings. Those are fun wee things. I don't like this, the wee thing you guys are doing.
We should all do a staff workout tomorrow morning.
Friday.
I don't have anything going on. We can do that.
Nothing. We used to do our Sunday brunch.
Yep.
We haven't done that for quite some time.
It was a summertime thing, so maybe we'll bring it back this summer.
That's what I mean, like summertime we.
Summer
like,
brunch yeah. week group.
Luna and Arnold can watch the baby things. And we'll be good to go.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Oh man. Yeah, well, when we say we, I think that just means adults. I don't know. Sorry, Ben.
Boozy brunch.
Well, now that I brought it.
Did he get kicked out of the circle?
He kicked us out of the circle.
No, I did not.
Damn.
Will you please kick us out of the circle? <I'm just kidding.
laughs> Vaughn wants to make her circle smaller. She doesn't want to have anything associated with kids.
No. We'll see how he acts. If he's good, then he can stay. But
if he pees on you, done.
Done. If he pees on the couch, yeah, out.
All right.
I'm ready to get to my weekend. This was fun.
Appreciate it.
So everyone just like acknowledge the we and we'll reconvene in Correct. A couple weeks to and see what we all do.
Is that the theme of this podcast is we?
We.
And share this with a friend.
We.
Download.
Do not forget to share this because we are getting that mustache on Don Verity.
Book it.
Till next time.